In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Blessed Great Fast, and the reading of today is about the paralytic man laid at the lake of Bethsaida. He stayed there for 38 years, and the Lord came and visited him, and he healed him. And the Lord, when he met with this man, he asked him a question. He said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" A man laid on the lake for 38 years, paralytic. He cannot take care of himself. And the Lord asks him this question, "Do you want to be made well?" This question may sound like we don't understand why this question was said to him. But meditating on this, we see that at the end of the discussion with this man, the Lord said to him, "Sin no more, lest you will have something which is worse than this than you have." So the problem with this man is his illness, his infirmity was related to his sins. That's why the Lord asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" Because if you keep on sinning, you will fall again and you will receive these consequences again more and more. And the process of our spiritual healing starts, first of all, by listening. We have to take heed to the Word of God. We have to listen to the Word written in the Bible. We listen to the Word said to us from those people who preach and guide our ways, from the Holy Spirit that is dwelling inside us. We have to make sure that, first of all, we hear the Word of God, and then our spiritual process will go on and on. Listening is not only necessary for the process of healing, it's the proof that we know Him. St. John says in his epistle, "He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us." Usually you find this is the mark of a person who's going astray. He starts to take himself away. He doesn't want to hear the Word of God. He avoids any form of meeting with the priests or the deacons in the church or his Sunday school teacher. He takes him away and go away. Why? Simply because he chose to be not from the congregation or the assembly of God. He is defining himself that I do not know God. That's why I don't want to hear from the church. There is no wonder when the world around us find it very difficult to hear the Word of God and receive it and work with it. Listening also is the way to wisdom. This is also something we hear about it in the book of Proverbs, coming from King Solomon, the wisest man in the history of mankind. He said, "Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way." Those people who give their ears to receive instructions and receive guidance and receive preaching, they for sure find the way to wisdom. The people who are fool are those people who think of themselves that they are wise enough not to hear from anybody else. When you think, or anybody will think of himself, that I do not need to hear anything from anybody, I know what is right, I know what fits me, then there is no way you can attain wisdom. Listening also is honorable more than offering sacrifice. So Samuel, the prophet, when he met with King Saul, and King Saul at that time transgressed the commandment of the Lord by offering sacrifice while he was not a priest. So Samuel said to him, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. How honorable is the process of listening when I come to receive the word, and also in order that my life might change. But listening, my brethren, is not an abusive process where we come to the church and we just listen. And the people sometimes joke and say that we have two ears, so the whatever we hear from here can go out from this way. This is not listening as meant by the scripture. Listening is an active process. It's an act of a will for a man who wants to change. That's why listening, in order to fulfill its objectives and to come with fruits, it has to fulfill certain requirements. First of all, in order for listening to be active, it needs silence. The problem is that we talk too much and to the degree that we do not allow ourselves to listen. The people meditate on the human anatomy and says that God gave us 2 ears and 1 tongue in order to speak less than what we hear. On the contrary, if we look to ourselves, we will find that we spend a lot of time talking and spending time busy saying things and not to listen and not to hear. Silence is not something easy, my brethren. The Lord instructed Israel in the Old Testament, saying to them, "Be silent and listen, O Israel." In order to listen, you have to calm down, be silent. And also, in the book of Isaiah, we hear that, "For thus says the Lord the God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Why in rest and quietness and confidence they will have rest? Because at that time we will be able to listen. The problem of the current age is that people are too much busy. They don't have time to rest and to have this silence where they can listen and take heed to the word of God in order that it would do its effect in their hearts and change them. Listening also, in order to be active, it should be accompanied with work. In the book of Deuteronomy, the people, the Israelites, when they heard that God spoke with Moses and Aaron, they said to them this, "You go near and hear all that the Lord our God may say, and tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it." The people knew, in order that for them to walk in the ways of God, they have to hear and do. What is the benefit, my brethren, when we come to the church every week and we hear and listen to sermons day after day and we are determined not to do? Nothing is going to change in us if we keep on listening, listening to be a passive process. Then St. James says the same meaning when he said, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." People who hear only and they do not do, they deceive themselves. Why? Because they will feel like we are fine, we are okay. We come to the church, we hear the word, and what is left? If we do not do it, then all of these practices will avail nothing. So in order for listening to bear fruit, it should be accompanied with silence, and it also should be accompanied with work. In order for listening also to bear fruit, we should receive the word into our hearts. Son of man, the book of Ezekiel, God is instructing his people, "Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you and hear with your ears." What is the meaning that we should receive the word in our hearts? Receiving the word in heart means that when I read the word of God, I focus, I concentrate, I understand what is written. I receive the word with understanding and with joy. I meditate on it, I embrace it, and then this should be translated into life. This is what is meant by receiving the word into heart. Let's say it again. To receive the word into your heart means I read with understanding, I read with joy, I embrace the word, and I live with it. This is the only way for the word to be seeded in my heart, and then it can bring fruit. If I keep on listening by my ears, and the word doesn't go further, it doesn't pass to my mind, it doesn't come to my heart, it will never bring fruits. The last point to remember for listening to be active, to bring fruits, it should also accompanied by a process of forgetting the past. We hear all this statement by King David. We always say it to the bride in the day of the wedding. "O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house." This instruction is given to all of us every day to incline our ears to our Heavenly Father and forget all the past, all the relationships that might hinder us from going with him. It is said to the bride in the day of the wedding, in order to prepare her for another life, where she should incline her ears to her bridegroom, be attached to him, and to go in a new life where she receives her instructions from her husband. A lot of problems start and go on in the houses because the bride goes to her house while her ears are still in her father's house. This will always lead to problems. Again, it's the same with us. In order for us to go with God, we have to incline our ears to our Heavenly Father, and we forget what is in the past, whatever in this past, and whatever we might have learned in our past life. So today, my brethren, it's the question said by the Lord to this man, is said to all of us, do you want to be made well? If you answer yes, then you have to be prepared to listen and hear carefully. And in order for your hearing to bring fruits, remember, it should be accompanied with silence. It should be accompanied by work. You should receive it into your heart, and you should forget the best. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.